You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
All right, Neil.
Ah, morning, Darryl.
How's the lad?
Oh, improving, thanks, yeah. Oh,
no longer critical, then?
No, thank heavens. They're moving him onto a ward this morning.
Oh, nice one. One step nearer the exit, innit?
Huh?
The good exit, I mean.
Oh, yeah, well, he's likely to be there a while longer yet. I've just bought him a few bits and pieces to keep him going. I'm seeing him this afternoon.
Oh, well, give him my best, won't you?
Yes, I will do, thanks, yeah.
I'm after some chocolate, me.
Huh?
I'll finish up at the Aldridge's today. I've been decorating there downstairs.
Oh, well, don't you worry. Susan's been giving me a blow-by-blow account of every brush stroke.
Well, I hope they're happy with it.
Well, why wouldn't they be? You did a great job helping me at my father-in-law's.
Oh, cheers. Hey, I don't suppose you know of any other work going?
What,
decorating, joinery jobs, anything really?
No, I don't at the moment, Darryl. Sorry.
No. Just if you could keep an eye out for us.
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Well, well, look who it is. 10 o'clock. It's early for you these days.
Ha ha.
Pip, now you've broken up, can you take responsibility for checking the ewes and the lambs, please?
Dad, can you just give me some space? I've literally just woken up.
Oh, it was a heavy night last night.
Twice a day would be useful.
Oh, Dad!
I need you to pull your weight, Pip. I've got a lot of extra work on with the state of the paddocks.
I had hoped for a bit of a break over the holidays.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the stock don't take holiday.
I've already committed to Tom.
It's only two mornings a week. Don't you think you should look closer to home? Hmm? Unless you're... only motivation is making money these days above the welfare of our animals.
That is not fair.
Okay, but I really do need your help.
Okay, I'll do it.
Good, thank you, because I don't want to have to keep reminding you.
Now, can I take my coffee back to bed, please?
Yep, I'll grant you that.
Well, thank you.
You can start this afternoon.
Okay, whatever.
And Mum's so relieved Daryl's finishing today.
Yeah.
Dad's been really grumpy without his office. He can't wait to get back in there. The dining room looks fantastic, though.
Alice.
And the trouble is, now Mum thinks the rest of downstairs looks dated. Dad says she'll want the whole house doing next, which would put him in an even worse mood. Chris, are you okay?
It just catches me across here.
Okay. Well, try not to move, then.
Easier said than done.
Oh, my poor baby.
Look, Alice.
What?
Did you have the job interview while you were out there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And...
they offered me the job.
I see. And?
And they were really good about it. They've given us a whole month to think about it. So, lots of time.
There we are. Oh, that's better, isn't it? We'll soon warm you up.
All right, Pip.
Oh, hi, Dad.
What's going on here?
Oh, this little one had got separated from its mum. It had slipped into the next field.
Oh, no.
It was starting to get chilled.
Did you have the thermometer with you?
Yeah, he was almost down to 37 degrees.
No.
I thought it best to bring them down here and rub him warm, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. You built a cosy pen for them.
I'm not completely useless, you know.
No, it's good.
He'll be okay. I got to him in time. There's that slight gap in Marnie's near the gate. He must have got through there.
Oh, I'll have to patch up the hedge again. The little Houdini's at that side. Any other problems?
No. I think I'll try him with his mum now, see if he can suck okay.
Well, if you think he's warmed up enough.
Yeah!
Come on now, under you go.
Go on. You know what to do. Yeah, I think we're okay.
Yeah, he's taking it. Oh, that's such a relief.
Well, glad you spotted him.
Yeah.
So, you'll keep an eye on him for a couple of days, will you?
Of course.
Right, great. So, I can leave you to it?
Yes, sir. Go on, Dad. Back to your paddocks.
Okay. Good job, Pip.
I thought I'd look for some new pillows before the shop shut, for when you get home.
There's no need, Alice.
Yes, there is. Ours are really floppy, and we need to be able to prop you up.
I'm not a corpse.
Oh, Chris, don't even joke about it. And get you some DVDs to keep you entertained.
I just want to be home.
I know. And I want you home more than anything. I miss you so much.
Me too. Alice.
Hmm?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, look who it is. Hi, Neil.
Ah, here you are.
All right, Dad.
It's taken me a while to find you.
He's looking so much better, don't you think?
Oh, yes, yes, he is. Hello, son. I've brought you a music magazine and a footy one.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
And some soft drinks, if that's allowed.
Oh. Don't see why not.
They're all in the bag here.
Look, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, you don't have to leave, Alice.
Oh, no, I want to buy some pillows and the shop shut early today.
Oh, I see.
Is that all right, Chris?
Don't mind.
Okay. You spend some time with your dad. I'll only be an hour. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, this looks all right in here.
It's okay. As long as I don't have to stay too long.
And we all hope the same thing, son. How are you feeling?
Still hurts a lot.
Well, it's bound to, I suppose. It was one hell of a kick from what Shula said.
How's Mum?
Oh, she's started to look human again.
Eh?
She's aged 10 years through this. Well, we thought we'd lost her. She would never have got over it.
Poor Mum.
Well, I shall come and see you tomorrow afternoon.
Great. I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, come on now, Christopher.
No. I've put you both through so much.
Don't be daft.
I should never have acted so unprofessionally. No matter how I was feeling.
Come on now. Don't get yourself in a state.
What about the business? Put so much into it. Building up my client list. What if they all think I'm rubbish now? Go elsewhere.
Shh. You don't be lying here worrying about it, I hope.
I've not got much else to think about, have I?
Oh, Chris.
I don't want to burden Alice with it. Look, I was really hoping you could ask Ronnie to stay on a bit longer.
Christopher, listen. That's one of the reasons that I'm here. I spoke to Ronnie this morning. He's promised me he'll hold the fort as long as necessary. He was devastated when he heard what happened.
I bet he thought I was unprofessional.
No, he was just glad you were alive. He's had some near misses in his time. And as for your clients, well, they understand. Ronnie says every one of them he's been to wishes you well.
Really?
Really.
I feel so helpless, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
Like I'm not in control of anything anymore.
I've made you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, love. Just put it there, Tar.
Okay. I think I'll sit down for a few minutes.
Good idea. How was your shift?
Okay. Peggy came in to see Jack.
Oh, that's nice.
He doesn't really know who she is anymore.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, and I stayed on half an hour to help put up the Easter decorations.
Oh, I thought you were late.
I want them to see I care about my job. I don't want to be the one they sack.
Oh, it won't come to that, love.
It could. So you finished at the Aldridge's now?
Yeah, about 3 o'clock.
How was it? Have they paid you?
Not yet.
Oh.
I'm just typing up their invoice now. It's all above board, this job.
Which means we wait longer for the money. Rich people are so casual.
Hey, hang on. You made it very clear a few months ago when Matt was paying me cash in hand. You said I was to do things by the book.
Okay.
So don't start complaining now, yeah? Anyway, take a look at this.
What is it?
A flyer. All about me. Anna's been helping me with the wording, bigging me up.
So I see. Clean, reliable. Yes, it's good.
Well, it might bring in something. I'll go out and about with them tomorrow.
Great. Oh, poor Anna.
Why?
What if we have to stop her piano lessons? It would break her heart.
Oh, come on, Ilona, it won't come to that. I'll find work. Look, people always need something doing around the house.
It's not a proper job, though, Daryl. One with a regular wage. You have more to offer than fixing taps and putting up shelves. You're a skilled craftsman.
Yeah, and that's why I thought I'd ring Paul Morgan first thing tomorrow.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he knows the quality of my work.
And you should ask him to recommend you. He must know lots of other builders.
Of course I will. Yeah, that was the idea. Yeah. Look, just try not to worry, love. Oh. I'm spreading the word to everyone I know.
I wish you would stop telling me not to worry. We are down to one wage.
Yeah, I know that, but Rose is earning, isn't she?
Oh, come on, that's not fair. She's only 17. She already gives us money for her food.
Look, Ilona, I'm doing my best. All right, I don't need you to remind me that I haven't got a job, OK? This is only temporary.
Why didn't you answer that?
It's just not work, mate. It's Max.
But he might know some work.
Max? I'd be surprised. He was always the last to know anything.
You see?
See what?
Your attitude, Daryl. You are always on the back foot. You'd never push yourself. You could at least ask him.
Look, I'll phone him later, all right? After I've dropped this round to the Aldridge's.
Oh, I'm going to start the meal.
Okay, love. You do that.
Thanks for making me lunch, Anne.
That was only cheese on toast.
Even so. It was great to get away from work for half an hour.
Good.
Lillian's back in the office this afternoon.
Well, just try to keep your head down.
I wish. But she wants us heads down. Year-end approaches.
Oh, damn.
What?
I've left that research folder in the sitting room.
The stuff to show your parents?
Yeah, the comparison figures and costings. I did them a printout.
Tom.
What?
Go easy with them, all right? No railroading.
I'll give it to them straight, Bren. That's all. The figures speak for themselves. I've had the okay from Helen. She can see the logic of going non-organic. Now I just have to convince them.
Convince, yes, but don't make it confrontational. Promise me.
Any more instructions?
Yeah. If they do agree to it, don't crow.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I mean it, Tom.
All right. Hi, Ilona.
Hi, Tom. Oh, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Ilona.
Can I speak with you, please?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be rude, but I am due back at work in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
What's it about? Is it the front here? I'm sorry it's such a mess. We're both so busy.
Oh, no, it's not that. I wonder, do you think you could have a word with Matt and Lillian about Daryl?
What about him?
To see if there is any work going.
Oh, right.
I know they were happy with his work before.
Yeah, okay. I don't see why not. They're starting work on a house in Borchester soon, as it happens.
Oh, thank you.
A 3-bed semi needs updating. You never know.
Oh, great. Thank you, Brenda. I really appreciate it.
So, the problem I have is sourcing the organic pork at an economic price. It's just too expensive.
You've done your homework, then.
I said I would. See, contrast those figures with these non-organic ones, and you can see these are much more realistic.
Yeah.
I have to go further afield for the organic pork. whereas there are plenty of welfare-friendly herds closer to home, which cuts down costs and secures the supply. I mean, who knows how big the gourmet meals might become in the future? Oh, this copy is for you to keep, by the way.
Oh, I'll frame it.
And in one case, the difference in price meant the difference between the outlets stocking the meals and not stocking them at all, even though it's not a big amount. Everyone's working to such tight margins now. That's what I've discovered, anyway, for what it's worth.
All very reasonable.
Well, yes. And I'm building up some useful contacts with a couple of welfare-friendly suppliers. This Terry Binkham guy sounds interested.
Oh, I bet he's biting your hand off.
Well, no contact is a wasted contact, Dad. Look, it's a practical decision. The profit just isn't there if we use the organic pork for the gourmet meals.
So, as I said, profit is king over principle.
Oh, don't see it like that, Mum. Anyway, since when did profit become such a dirty word?
Over principle, I said.
If we didn't make an appropriate margin on what the farm produces, we'd fold.
Yeah, and we only make that margin because people are prepared to pay a premium for organics, especially since the horsemeat scandal.
Well, some people.
Yeah, so surely it follows that there'd be a decent premium if we made the gourmet meals fully organic.
No! Oh, Dad, my research shows the exact opposite. What do you think I've been doing since last Monday?
Tom, just...
I've done the homework. It's all here in the figures. An organic label could not increase the price significantly. Certainly not enough to compensate for the extra cost of sourcing meat in this area. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, don't talk to me as if I'm stupid, Tom.
Come on, you two.
Yeah, well.
See, that's been my problem with the ready meals all along.
What?
The more complicated a product becomes, the further away it moves from its essence. Mm. Well, the more people there are to take a slice of the profit. In this case, you have to pay your production line and then there's the fancy packaging. So the original selling point of the product becomes uneconomic because too many people take a cut.
Yeah, I agree. Keep things simple, I say.
And the key selling point for our farm produce is that it's organic.
Welfare-friendly's the next best thing.
Oh, yeah, but it's nowhere near the same.
But people grasp what it means straight away. They know the pigs are reared outdoors, rooting around in the mud, and it makes them feel good buying into it. And it's not such a big move away. I mean, I'm not talking factory farming.
Yeah, but it's not what our brand promises.
Look, I've no hidden agenda to get us out of organics. Not now or in the future. Helen would never agree to it for a start.
But she agrees to this?
I told you, Dad. She can see the logic. She didn't take much persuading.
Well, I can see the logic.
It's not the thin end of the wedge, if that's what you're worried about. I know the value organic holds. We're Ambridge Organics, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
But the gourmet meals are a new venture, under the Tom Archer name. There's no heritage attached to them. New customers will see the packaging and think, oh good, it's an ethical product. And it's only the pork that'll be non-organic. The veggies in it will be.
Oh, you've got an answer for everything.
It's not me, Dad. The business case is there. It speaks for itself.
So, take it or leave it, eh?
It's a fait accompli as far as you're concerned, isn't it?
I didn't say that. Of course I want your blessing. It's the right move forward. Trust me.
Tony?
Oh, just do what you want, Tom. You will anyway.
Mum?
It's a paradigm shift, isn't it?
In a way, yes. But not one we should be afraid of.
Oh, I don't want to argue about it anymore. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm not happy, though.
I'm sorry. Right, well, I'll get on with sourcing the pork then. It's the right decision. I can really move forward now.
And you must do that.
Yes, we must. Oh. We can't afford to stand still. Thanks for the tea, Mum.
Bye.
He's slowly undoing everything we stand for, Pat.
Lona? Lona?
In the kitchen. Hi. Is everything okay?
I've just seen Brenda outside.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. She told me, let me get this right, that Matt said there's nothing for me at Amside.
Oh.
And that you'd asked her to find out on my behalf.
Yes, I did.
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
Oh, hi, love.
Hi.
I thought I heard you come in.
Yeah, I'll just get myself a glass of vino. I need it.
I've got some on the go here.
So I see. Oh. What are you up to?
Tracking down welfare-friendly pork.
Ah, does this mean...
Yep, I've done it.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Lucky boy.
I mean, it's tough for Mum and Dad, but the economic case is unanswerable. They put up the usual barriers, of course. Oh, sorry. Here, I can do this another time.
No, I don't care.
No, no. I want to hear about your day.
You don't, believe me.
Well, I know your morning was okay. How was your afternoon?
Pants.
No, what happened?
I tried to do a favour for Ilona and Matt bit my head off.
Ilona?
Daryl's looking for work. Honestly, Matt acted as though I'd asked him to sleep with a horse's head. So that put him in a grumpy mood. And then Tweedledee, sorry, I know she's your aunt.
It's fine.
She was scrutinising every receipt like a bloomin' VAT inspector. Lillian never used to do detail. It's really disconcerting. And then when we'd gone through them all, she asked me if I'd got back to the deposit scheme people this afternoon, when she knew I hadn't because she'd taken up all my time. She's just looking for excuses to find fault with me. It all goes back to Scott and James. She'll always resent me.
So, apart from that...
Apart from that, my life is just wonderful.
Oh, come on, tell me. Oh. It's Terry Bincom.
So?
So I've been waiting all afternoon for him to get back to me.
Oh, go on. I'm going to get changed.
Thanks, Brenda. Hi, Terry.
There is no way I would work for Matt again. Not if he was the last man on earth.
Daryl, you can't afford to have pride when you have no job.
Pride? You know the way he treated Joyce and Arthur?
Yes.
Yeah, he made Arthur's last few months a misery. It's as good as killed him, Ilona. Matt wanted them out of their place and he didn't care how he did it.
That was in the past.
Yeah, but he's still the same man. I feel sick and ashamed just thinking about it. They were so kind to me, and all the time Matt was using me as his henchman. There's no way I'd go back to Amside.
Okay. I didn't realise you felt so strongly.
Yeah, well, I do.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And anyway, it's not for you to go around begging for jobs on my behalf, all right?
I wasn't begging.
I've been out shoving my leaflet through letterboxes all afternoon. Can't you just trust me for once?
I do trust you. But you got on okay with Lillian, and I thought it was worth it to at least ask.
No, it wasn't, Ilona. Can't you at least leave me some dignity?
Dignity won't pay the bills, Daryl. And it won't buy Anne and Rosa an Easter egg.
Oh, no, you're being ridiculous. We can afford a couple of Easter eggs.
How do you know? You don't manage the money. I do. Me. I'm the one counting the change in my purse for a pint of milk or a tin of tomatoes. Do you even know how much these things cost?
I can still put food on the table.
For how long?
Look, Brian will pay us any day now.
And how long will that last? What did Mr. Morgan say anyway? Did you ring him?
Of course I did.
And?
And there's nothing up here at the moment.
Oh. Maybe you could go down south.
No, he uses his own guys in London. See, why do you always sound like it's my fault?
I don't.
Yes, you do. Like, you think I'm this failure?
No.
You married me, but you've never respected me.
That's not true.
Isn't it? Then why do you always interfere? Always pushing me? Look, I'll find something, OK? This family will not go under.
I'm just so scared.
Have we got a beer left in here?
No.
What's this?
What?
Luxury cheesecake. Oh, so much for no Easter eggs.
I didn't buy it.
Oh, don't tell me you nicked it.
Daryl!
Or was it a toss-up between this and a tin of tomatoes? Oh. Look, You can't think we're that hard up if you're buying stuff like that.
Peggy gave it to me.
Peggy?
It was in her freezer. She said she wouldn't eat it.
Oh, great.
It was kind of her.
Oh, so now we're a charity case, are we?
Daryl! Oh!
Oh, beautiful eyes she's got, Shula.
Yes, aren't they?
Look at those lashes.
I know.
What's her name?
Belinda.
Oh.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Terrible teeth, though.
She is a donkey, Jim.
Yeah, well, she'd do very nicely for Palm Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought so. I'll pick her up before the service. She only lives in Loxley Norton.
Well, thanks for taking the photos.
Don't you think having a real donkey in church is a hostage to fortune?
Well, it's worth the risk if it brings a story alive. And if she isn't happy on the day, she stays outside. And Shula knows.
You'll be safer with a pantomime horse.
Jim!
Are you volunteering?
To make an ass of myself? Not likely.
Belinda's a pro anyway. She was in the Loxley Barrett Nativity play 2 years ago.
And it was foretold in the scriptures Christ would enter Jerusalem on a donkey, not a pantomime horse. It exemplified his humility. He went there to speak truth to power. And there were plenty of powerful people who hated him there.
Yes, it went from Hosanna to crucify him in 1 week.
Oh, that's the drama of Holy Week. Not that I'd expect you to understand.
Anyway, what about Caligula?
What's he got to do with the price of fish?
Well, didn't he make his favourite horse a consul?
Yes.
Now that is pantomime.
At least it's historically accurate. Just keep a shovel to hand is all I advise. Well, thank you for my cup of coffee, Shula. Very welcome.
Oh, you're not going, Jim, just as the conversation was getting interesting.
I'm hoping April's Borsetshire Life will be in the shop.
Oh, yes, your latest interview.
With my woodturner. Mm. Here, I promised Daryl I'd pass his flyer on to anyone I see.
Oh, I think we've already got one somewhere.
Oh, I've got one. I'll take one, Jim. Oh, poor Daryl.
Yeah. I've nothing to offer him. He's asked before.
Yeah, these are tough times. He's very skilled, I believe.
Yes, well, that's no guarantee of employment these days. Mm. I'll see myself out.
OK, come to supper if you like.
No, thank you. It's quiz night.
Bye, Jim.
Oh, that's me told. Do you know, he hasn't stopped since he moved here.
Yeah, it's the active retired to keep a village going these days.
Well, he's given Auntie Chris a new lease of life, that's for sure.
Oh, that reminds me. The other Chris. Amy popped through from maternity to see him last night.
Oh, how is he?
Well, much improved, she said.
Oh, good.
Still in pain, but he's sitting up and taking notice of the world. He progressed onto a ward on Sunday.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Oh, I still feel so guilty. I was the client.
Christopher's on the mend now.
It was close, though, Alan. I keep seeing him there on the ground. I had to get the horse out of the way before I could get to him.
Yeah, but you did get to him. You acted quickly, you did all the right things. Have you talked this through with him?
Oh, no, not yet. He's still so weak.
Well, I mean, I'm no expert, but it might help. You never know. He may feel he wants to talk to you.
Well, I think they look quite buzzy in all that boxed together.
Buzzy? Emma, they look ridiculous.
Oh, that's a good one. If you were an animal, what would you be?
Oh...
No, I don't think Fletcher Peterson looks much like a dormouse.
More like an idiot.
Well, why should you ask these questions if you think they're so stupid?
They were ironic spoofs, clichés. I thought the editor would recognise their banality and leave them out of the article. I should have realised Glenn doesn't do irony. Now I look the fool.
Well, boxers or jockeys? People always ask that one.
Quod erat demonstrandum. Oh. Hello, Glenn. Yes, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, this was a lovely idea, darling, meet you for lunch. Oh, Fallon looks so at home here now, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, I knew you were in Borchester today, and I was visiting the food bank anyway. I took some tins in from the village shop. I can't say I'd want to live on tinned food.
Well, people donate fresh stuff, too.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. I'm sorry.
No. I can't think of anything worse than someone else dictating what I eat.
Some people would say beggars can't be choosers. I wonder if the likes of Jean Harvey have any idea what it's like for people at the sharp end.
Ah, that's still bugging you, is it?
There are so many charities that need our church giving. And what does she pipe up with at the PCC meeting?
Well, I can see where she was coming from, Alan. Balance the books first this year, then donate if and when you go into surplus.
Yeah, hoard the money, you mean?
No, hold on to it and pay off the deficit in the church's budget first. It's a microcosm of the national picture.
Yeah, but we have to donate, Usha. Giving is what the church is all about.
I'm not saying I agree with her. Look, have you decided what you want to eat? I've got a client at 1:30.
I'll have whatever you're having.
Right. Something quick, then.
Oh, really? Look at this one, Emma.
What?
Favourite meal, sardines on toast. What a loser.
You should have seen Jim's face when he realised Glenn had left him in.
They make Fletch look pretty lame.
Yeah. Apparently the boxes were Glenn's idea and Jim was just taking the mick. He told me I could have it. He was so disgusted. Glenn even phoned him to say congratulations on finally getting the idea. Your interview came across much better.
Oh, look. I know him.
Oh, yeah?
Shooter's horses.
Chris, look at his house.
Yeah, I know. He's minted. Ronnie said he's new money, though.
So what? Can't believe you know people in Borsetshire life.
It's where the job takes me.
Yeah, well, the boy done good. Better than me, anyway.
Oh, come on, Emma. Don't be soft. You've given Mum and Dad 2 grandkids. And Ed, well, he's just been through a tough time. That's all. Could happen to any of us.
Yeah. They're onto something with their shearing plans, him and Jazzer.
There you are, then.
Yeah. It'll mean I see less of him in the summer, if it comes off, but it'll be good money. New money.
Yeah. And fast. Mm.
Then you start looking for a pickup truck and get hold of some shearing machines, and they could be over £300 each.
Wow. Look, if you need to borrow any
money. No, Chris. It's fine. They got rid of the old Fergie, so the money's there. Thanks for offering, though.
That's what family should do. Support each other. Hmm. I love it that we all live so close to each other.
Too close. We can hear Dad snoring some nights. Honestly, the whole house shakes.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I nearly forgot. My care package.
Oh, what?
Here. They're flying saucers.
Oh, get on. Used to love these.
Oh, and Kira made you this card.
Oh, let's see. Oh. This accident has helped me see what's important in my life.
What's that, flying saucers?
No. Doing the ordinary things with Alice.
Yeah.
I love her so much. And well, just knowing I've got you guys rooting for me.
Yeah, we are.
And well, it's made me want to live my life to the max. It's so scary to think one minute you're okay and the next you can be fighting for your life.
Yeah, well, just you take care of yourself from now on. I'm not ready to lose my brother.
I remember thinking the same thing when you were in hospital after that crash with Ed.
Seems such a long time ago now.
So I know what it's like.
Yeah. How about we agree never to put each other through anything like this ever again?
Sounds good to me. Hey, Sheila.
Hi.
Oh, hello. I didn't realise you were visiting today.
Oh, I only decided on the spur of the moment, and I can't stay long.
It's really good to see you.
At least the PCC voted down Jean's proposal. The majority were with you.
Yeah. Oh, this soup looks nice anyway.
Mm, it's too hot for me.
I'll eat your roll instead.
No, I'll wait.
You know, it just depressed me that a member of the PCC could even propose withholding money.
I know.
It feels so self-serving, bureaucratically logical. I mean, what's the church for if it's not there to serve people?
What was it Maggie Thatcher said about the Good Samaritan? If he hadn't had the funds, he couldn't help the victims.
It always comes back to money and buildings.
Oh, come on. You know you get depressed when you hear about an historical church being deconsecrated or falling into disrepair.
Yeah, true. And I know they're important to people. Yeah, but at the end of the day, they're just bricks and mortar. It's people and their actions that manifest Christ's love.
In that case, you'll need to raise more funds so you can both balance the books and donate.
Going cap in hand to an already hard-pressed congregation yet again. Is this why I became a priest?
Just eat your soup, darling.
Just you take care.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, sis.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, it's nice and bright in here.
Rather be at home.
Have they said when?
Next week, I hope.
Oh, good. Do you remember much about what happened, Christopher?
Just the impact of the pain in my chest and then not being able to breathe. Not much after that.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, Shula. No, don't be sorry. You saved my life.
I feel responsible for it happening.
You shouldn't.
It was on my premises. The horse was in my charge.
Look, I don't blame you, right? That accident was down to me. I was being stupid. You said we should wait for Alistair to sedate her. I do remember that much.
Yes, well, she can be excitable.
I was tired. You were my last client of the day and I was rushing. I just want to put the whole thing behind me now.
Right. So...
I'm not taking it any further. As I said, it was my fault.
Right.
I'm insured, aren't I? And Ronnie's doing my work for me.
Yes. Yes, I heard.
He's a great bloke. Oh, Elizabeth brought Freddie to see me yesterday after school.
Oh, how was he?
Okay.
He was so shocked when it happened.
Well, he was relieved to see me sitting up and talking last night anyway.
Oh, as am I.
Though it was pretty painful when he closed in for a hug. Oof. This whole area's really sore.
At least you're still with us, thank God.
And that's down to you, Shula. If you hadn't been there and acted so quickly, well, I'm just so grateful, really.
Did you hear that?
What?
A chiff-chaff. It's the first I've heard this year.
Oh.
Hey, this is looking so much better.
Yeah, well, this hardcore will go some way to levelling out the dips and ruts.
Have you got enough?
No, I think I've underestimated. Going to need some more.
I thought so.
I'm only using this on the field entrances, but even so. Oh, yeah. Pip? Pip?
What?
Where are you going?
Hold on.
You didn't tell me she was going out, Ruth.
No.
What's the problem?
Are you off out?
Yeah, I'm going to Spencer's. We're walking his dad's crops today.
Oh, right.
That's nice.
You never said.
Well, I'm saying now.
So, have you checked the ewes and lambs this morning?
Oh, yes, no worries. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. I'll see you later.
Bye.
What do you mean, that's nice, Ruth? You shouldn't encourage her.
Hmm?
She finds time to help on Spencer's farm, but not her own. Funny, that. Who's the text from?
Elizabeth.
Huh? What's she want?
Oh, she's asking if the kids fancy hooking up over Easter.
Sounds a good idea.
Oh, she says her brain's frying. Julian finally sent off outline application for the dairy conversion this morning.
Oh, that's been a long time coming.
Oh, this is just the start, she says.
Oh, too right. It's going to be a huge project converting that old dairy.
Oh, it'll be fantastic when it's done, though.
Yeah. Let's hope it brings in business.
It's bound to. The wedding guests can roll out of the bar and straight into bed.
Yeah, but whose bed? We all know what happens at wedding receptions. And with the accommodation on hand, could lead to all kinds of mischief.
Well, that's not Elizabeth's problem. Oh, I must get Freddie and Lily some Easter eggs.
I hope you're not buying one for Pitt this year. She doesn't deserve it.
Oh, don't be such a grump. Do you think Daniel's too old for one?
Nah. You know, Really glad Shula saw Christopher yesterday. She told me she'd been putting it off.
Well, she went to visit him when he was in ICU.
Yeah, you know what I mean, to talk to.
Well, you had a good long chat with her last night, didn't you?
Yeah. He doesn't blame her for the accident, but knowing Shula, she'll probably always blame herself.
Not much of a holiday for you, trudging around a field of rape.
Oh, trust me. It's better than being at home right now. Oh. Being nagged by Mum and Dad. Dad especially. He's gone into overdrive, like he's possessed or something. I so need this break.
Oh, you poor overworked student.
It's not funny, Spencer. Honestly, I'm knackered. I'm only just starting to feel human again.
Uh-oh.
What?
Does this look like leaf spot to you?
Oh, let's see. It could be.
We did a precautionary spray in the autumn. Not that the conditions were great.
So you might need to spray again.
Yeah. I'll take a few leaves now and incubate them to be sure.
Yeah, good idea.
Did I give you the plastic bags?
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Great. We're going to have to go through this field thoroughly now to see if and where it's scattered through the crop.
Oh, well, that's okay. I don't mind.
Dad'll be fed up with the cost if we have to respray. Come on.
I thought I might go into town tomorrow and hit the shops. You fancy coming?
Well, as long as we go to the one where they've got the TV for the blokes.
You wimp!
Well, yeah, I don't see why not. If Dad can spare me.
Oh, great. Oh, I can't wait to just waste some time.
And money.
Hi, love.
Hi, Dad.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Apart from Mike going on and on about Bethany. You'd think no one else has had a baby before.
Hey, do you want a cup of coffee? Kettle's not long boiled.
Oh, yeah, Ta. Have you had a response from your flyers yet?
Nah. But it's early days yet, isn't it?
Only I've had an idea.
Oh, yeah? What's that then?
Mike might be prepared to deliver them.
Mike?
You know, on his rounds along with the new milk leaflets. Jazza as well.
Oh, I see.
They're all printed up now and they'll be dropping them off to customers from tomorrow. I could easily put yours in with them.
I don't think so, love.
But you'll reach so many more people. They deliver to Haybury, Downham and Fawcett Magna.
Yeah, I know, but... Look, you haven't said anything to Mike yet, have you?
No. But it only occurred to me on the way back now.
That's good, because... Look, it's a lovely idea, but it's not really appropriate.
Oh.
It'd be too much to ask. And his customers might think he was endorsing me.
But he knows you're good.
But that's not really the point, love. Besides, I've already dropped a fair few off myself. I'd probably go straight in the bin anyway.
Oh, don't say that.
Hey, come here and give your dad a hug.
I was only trying to help.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And thank you for fighting my corner. It really means a lot to me.
Mum's just so worried about everything.
Yeah, I know. But you mustn't be, okay?
Okay, bye, Lottie. Oh, my God. There's a party on tonight.
Yeah, I did kind of gather that. So, where is it?
Fabian's.
Young farmer Fabian. I know two.
Yes, he of the magnificent thighs.
Huh, well... If you play rugby every Sunday...
Don't worry, they're not to my taste.
Nor mine. His parents' place is at Lower Croxley, right?
Yeah, and his mum and dad have just left for London for two nights.
Awesome. He's mad, Fabian.
And Lottie's persuaded her brother to do the music.
Oh, sound. It'd be a really good night then. Hey, aren't you milking tomorrow morning?
Oh, well, I'll ask Tom to swap. It'll be cool.
Nice one. Then we can stay late.
Yay! The holidays are here. Oh, mine, Dad.
Rosa, what's going on?
The fridge freezer's gone off and it's been leaking.
Oh, no. Has it completely defrosted?
Well, everything's gone soft, so it's not going to be much good.
Oh, hell, what on earth's gone wrong with it?
Well, I don't know. I've got to go out in a minute. I'm meeting Rach. I'm trying to get it all done before Mum gets back. She'll go mad.
Yeah, she will. Oh.
It's been on the blink for ages. I should have done something about it.
She's in such a bad mood all the time.
I know, love. I don't even know if I can get it repaired.
Oh, face it, Dad, it's knackered.
Yeah, it's... Oh, this is all I need on top of everything else. Most of this food's going to need to be chucked out.
Oh, come on now, Dad. It's only a stupid fridge freezer.
Yeah, but it's not only that, is it? Your mum's such a grafter. She deserves more. It's not fair. It's not fair on any of you.
It's hardly your fault they cut her hours.
So why do I feel like it is, eh?
Dad, are you okay?
Oh, let's just get this cleared out.
Dad?
What?
I've got £60 saved up.
No.
Your mum buys the second-hand one.
Rosa, you listen to me. This is not your problem, all right?
You could pay me back when you get a new job.
And when will that be, eh? Sometime? Never?
Oh, come on, Dad. You're always the optimistic one.
It's my job to look after you, not the other way round.
Are you sure about the money?
Yeah. Now, go on, go out. Leave this mess to me.
Oh, there you are. You've been ages.
Yeah. The boy's gone up.
About half an hour ago. Is everything okay?
Not really.
Well, what's happened?
We've got a dead ewe.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here, I'll turn this off. Where?
Marnie's lane side.
So was it a fox or what?
Nah, I thought the same when I first put my torch on her. No, it looks like staggers.
Oh, heck.
Yep. I phoned Alistair straight away. He said he'd come in the morning to confirm it.
Good.
And take random samples from the others as well. Check the magnesium status of the flock. Just hope she was a one-off.
Sure.
Her two lambs were nearby, both starved.
Oh, David.
Yeah. Put them down in the Land Rover.
Right.
And moved the sheep off Marnie's just to be safe. That's what took the time. Pip is supposed to be checking them, for heaven's sake.
And she has been, as far as I know.
Well, she can't have been doing it properly, can she?
You can miss things.
Oh, come on. She was in such a hurry to get to lover boys this morning, I bet she hardly even glanced at them. If she'd inspected them properly, she might have noticed the signs.
I doubt she could have saved the ewe.
Well, no, but she could have saved the lambs. It's just not good enough. And she was the one who argued to keep the flock.
She never used to be this careless.
It's a good job I agreed to do it for this evening, or they'd have lain there all night, and then a fox would definitely have gotten. Damn it, I'm going to phone her.
David,
no. No, I want her to know exactly how I'm feeling, Ruth. All right? She's still at Spencer's.
They've gone to a party.
Too bad.
Wait, look, come on. There's not much point phoning her this late. She's probably had a few drinks by now. You won't get any sense out of her tonight.
I don't get any sense out of her at all these days.
Look, I know you're upset. So am I.
I'm furious, Ruth.
And you've every right. But honestly, I'd leave it to the morning.
What, when I'm in a better mood? Because I won't be.
I didn't say that. She needs to know how angry you are.
I'm not letting it go, Ruth.
And I'm not asking you to.
She needs to take responsibility for her actions. Or lack of them. You know, she promised me she'd look out for the ewes, and she hasn't. Not properly.
I agree. She started off OK on Sunday, though. She saved that hypothermic lamb.
So what? Then she thought, that's it, I've done my good deed for the week. You know, she knows the signs to look out for, and she knows how vulnerable the young lambs are. I mean, it's kindergarten stuff.
And you can tell her all this in the morning.
Oh, don't worry. You know, her whole attitude stinks. I'm looking for the old Pip, the consistent, careful Pip. Where is she, Ruth? She's been replaced by this truculent, lazy student that I don't recognise. Or like, even.
She's in there somewhere.
Well, I can't wait till she comes out again. And neither can the ewes. I'm going to go for a bath.
Good. Shall I look up?
No. I'll be down for a scotch afterwards. A large one. I just don't feel I can trust her anymore, Ruth.
Oh, this is a stupid programme. Oh, thank God.
Daryl? Ilona, what are you doing up?
I'm waiting for you.
I thought you'd be in bed.
Where have you been till now? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it?
Well?
Look, just keep your voice down. You'll wake the girls up.
My God, Daryl, look at you. Have you been in an accident?
No.
But you look terrible.
Yeah, I'm tired, that's all.
So answer me, where have you been?
Let me get past you, Ilona, please. I'm sorry, I need a shower. Just go to bed.
How will I sleep if you don't talk to me?
Morning, son.
Dad. Well, well.
Cup of tea.
Oh, cheers. You're up early.
Yeah, well, things were going round and round in my head, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
I saw it was your car. So where's Pip?
Oh, we swapped. She's doing tomorrow morning.
Ah.
She was at a party last night.
Oh, say no more.
Yeah. Can you just hold on to the tea for a sec while I do this one?
Yes, of course.
Come on, girl. I've had the thumbs up from Terry Bincom.
I see.
Very keen to be in on the gourmet meals. Oh,
you don't hang about, do you?
No, I don't. Actually, Dad, since change is in the air, there is something else I'd like us all to talk about.
Oh, dear. More? Should I be worried?
Well, well, what do you know?
Morning.
The party animal slinks back home. Good night, was it?
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic.
Oh, can you not shout, Dad? I've got such a headache.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Pip. What a shame.
Dad, you're being weird. Look, did you want to talk to me or can I go in and get changed?
And then what?
And then I'm going to check the ewes and lambs, of course.
Ah, and is that the live ones or the dead ones?
What are you talking about?
I found two lambs and their mother dead last night.
Oh. I'm sorry. Thank you for saying you'd check them for me.
Oh, well, you had a party to go to. You could have saved those two lambs if you checked them properly yesterday morning.
I did.
No, Pip. You thought you'd wing it because you were in such a hurry to get to Spencer's.
So what was the problem?
The problem was you cared more about your social life than our animals.
That is so not true.
Oh, the truth hurts, does it?
And anyway, I meant, what was the problem with the ewe?
Hypermagnesemia.
Oh.
Yes, oh. She must have been suffering for a couple of days, and her lambs have starved to death. You call yourself a stock woman. You know the signs to look out for.
I did notice one of the ewes was unsteady on her feet.
Well, if that's true, why didn't you tell me?
Because her lambs seemed to be sucking okay.
Oh, that's rubbish. They were losing condition because they were hungry, and you didn't spot it because you were too lazy. Your carelessness is costing us money, Pip. Your mother and I are so disappointed in you.
We always have some losses at lambing, Dad.
I beg your pardon.
Look, I'm going to go and check on them now, aren't I?
It's too late. I've already done it.
Sell the herd? Are you out of your mind?
Wow, I didn't see that coming, Tom.
Is this a wind-up?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, now I've heard everything.
I'm not suggesting we shut down the dairy business.
Well, that's big of you.
Far from it. My idea would mean expansion of our dairy lines, because we'd have more time.
It's bonkers.
Where's this come from, Tom?
The back of a matchbox.
Shh, Dad, I want to hear what he's got to say.
Mummy?
Oh, yes, Henry. Oh, that's a lovely picture you're drawing.
Well, come on, then. We're all ears.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this one.
It's been in my mind for a long time, actually, since you had your heart attack, Dad.
Oh, that's right. Put the blame on me.
It's not a question of blame.
Yeah, all right, excuse then. You're using the excuse of my heart attack to slip in another harebrained idea.
I know it's huge, but it hasn't come from nowhere. I've thought it through. Painstakingly, actually.
Have you indeed?
And all to suit yourself.
Look, I'd spend all my working hours thinking about the future of this farm, even if you don't believe me. And not only for myself, but for Helen and Henry here. And, well, for my own kids one day.
Yeah, well, I hope they give you as many grey hairs as you've given me over the years.
You see, it really worries me that you can think about something painstakingly and the result is so bafflingly stupid.
Hey, Mum, come on.
It's okay, Helen. It's a lot to take in. They're bound to be defensive.
Well, don't talk to your mother and me like that.
It's you who needs to make your case. We're a dairy farm, for heaven's sake. We breed cows. How can we call ourselves that if there aren't any?
We have, up to now, bred cows. But there's no real reason to carry on doing it.
No reason?
You just can't be bothered with them, that's the truth. You've never had a feeling for them.
Look, can you just stop sniping for 1 minute? You wanted to hear my reasons, but you won't even let me get to first base.
Now look what you've done.
It's all right, Henry, darling. Come on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shout.
I should put him down, Helen.
You go play with your toys, okay? Good boy.
Well, come on then. Let's hear these reasons.
Right. Since your heart attack, Dad, the milking's become like this massive burden.
It comes with the territory.
But it needn't. That's my point. You've heroically taken on some afternoons again, and that's great. It's really helped free me up.
But not enough.
No. It's just so constraining. Even with Trevor and Pip's help, it eats up my time. Time I could use much more productively in the interests of the farm.
Oh, what's more productive than producing milk?
Others can produce it, though, Dad.
So, what, we'd source the milk elsewhere?
Yes!
That seems absurd to me. You want us to sell our best asset and then buy in what we've just lost.
Oh, the world's gone mad.
But we'd only need to buy in what we actually use. And it's goodbye to the lottery of milk prices for the remainder.
Well, that would be a relief.
So, how come it's easy to buy in organic milk but not organic pork? Answer me that.
Oh, no, Dad, please don't let's revisit the gourmet meals. I thought I explained all that on Monday. There's much more milk out there for a start.
Where's the authenticity? We lose all our integrity if we start buying in milk from God knows where.
It would still be organic.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be ours, Tom. Can't you see the distinction? Our produce would lose all its credibility.
Yeah, well said. It would be a deceit. We'd be falsely promoting it as Ambridge Organics when it isn't.
But it's the products themselves people like. And they'd still be made here on the farm.
And they'd still be organic.
But what about customer trust, Tom? We've just won it back after the E. coli. The cheese, the yoghurt, the ice cream. People know they're made from our milk, Bridge Farm cows. It makes them special.
Well, I don't think people care as much as you think they do.
I do.
The real test would be in the flavour.
Yeah, which wouldn't be nearly as good.
There'd be no need to compromise on taste. We'd buy in the best milk, because we could afford to. No more feed bills, no vets bills, no wages to shell out on Trevor and Pip.
Yeah, no farm, in fact.
Oh, come on.
It would free us up to produce more, though.
Whose side are you on, Helen?
I'm just saying.
She's right. And instead of milking, I could be out there...
Oh, don't tell me. Conquering new worlds. I hate it, Tom. I absolutely hate it. And you don't seem to see what my problem is at all, do you?
It's the way the world is now, Mum. Everyone outsources in business.
Yeah, well, I'm still naive enough to think of myself as a farmer, not a businessman.
Look, you have to plan a few steps ahead in business. Farming. And sometimes that means thinking the unthinkable. It's called vision.
Well... I think it was brave of Tom to bring us the idea.
Thanks, Helen.
Yeah, well, I wish he'd kept it to himself.
All I'm asking is you step back and take the time to at least consider it. Don't dismiss it out of hand.
Daryl?
Hmm?
Daryl!
Huh? Oh, I was dropped off. Oh, I only sat down to read the paper. How was your shift?
Terrible. I was exhausted. I hardly slept at all last night, what was left of it.
Well.
You were snoring your head off.
Sorry.
You looked terrible when you came in. Where were you, Daryl, till 1 in the morning? I was so worried.
Oh, you should have just gone to bed.
Well, how could I when I didn't know where you were? I was about to ring round the hospitals and the police.
The police? That's a bit OTT, isn't it?
You didn't reply to my text. What was I to think?
Look, I'm sorry. The truth is, I felt ashamed of myself, I suppose.
Why?
I was out drinking.
Who with?
Mates.
Which mates?
A couple of plasterers. You don't know them. Hmm. We got into some daft drinking games with forfeits. That's why my clothes were such a mess.
Where can you drink round here till 1 o'clock?
It wasn't round here. It was one of their houses in Borchester.
But you didn't take the car?
No. Bob picked me up and gave me a lift home.
Bob?
Yeah. I said, you don't know him, love.
And this Bob, was he drunk? How could he drive you back here if he was drunk?
Look, can you just drop it? Let me eat this in peace.
Something's not right. I'm going for a lie down.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not okay to lie to me, Daryl.
Wow. He's letting off some steam, all right.
He needs to. Careful, Henry.
Sorry I upset him before.
You upset Mum and Dad? I wish you'd come to me first, Tom, before springing that on them.
Well, I just assumed you'd be against it, for the same reasons they are.
Not necessarily.
Really?
I'm not sure what I think yet. It's a lot to take in, Bridge Farm with no cows.
I know.
Huge, in fact. But whatever I do decide, we should be a team, you and I. And that means involving me in your ideas. It's not just you against the world, Tom.
That's what it feels like.
Tony? Where are you? I can't see you. Oh,
by the window. It'll be light in a minute. I'll be able to see Hayden Barrow.
What is the time?
I've just gone 6.
Well, I thought it was early. Well, I'm not getting up yet.
Oh, you don't have to.
Tony, either come back to bed or make yourself useful and get me a cup of tea.
If Tom gets his way, I shan't see this much longer. Our cows collecting in the yard. No more carvings either. I can't imagine it. There's nothing like bringing a new calf into the world.
No.
We've been here almost 35 years.
Oh, I wish we still had that tease, mate.
Here, do you remember Jim, who had the tenancy before us? He was a funny bloke. Used to keep his roll-ups under his cap. He had a roomy eye as well.
I think Uncle Hayden was quite sad to end your partnership at Willow Farm.
Well, nothing lasts forever. I'm not sure I could bear to let the cows go, Pat. They're my life. They represent decades of hard work. I mean, what's it all been for?
We shouldn't have to let them go. However much Tom pushes. Mm. Oh, come on back to bed.
Okay. Central heating's not come on yet.
I've had a rubbish night. Why should we get rid of them just because Tom's had an idea?
A bad idea.
They're fantastic animals. They're strong, healthy, their organic credentials are impeccable.
Well, that's what breaks my heart.
I just can't see the logic of scrapping them and then buying milk in.
Well, the whole atmosphere here would change, and not for the better. The cows give this farm its, well, its daily rhythm, its purpose.
Tom can't grasp intangibles like that. He's so, pragmatic's the polite word. He comes up with these major decisions he's already concluded on his own in advance and then treats us like idiots if we don't immediately agree to them.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
It was bad enough him pushing through the wretched welfare-friendly pork, but now this. He's got an agenda.
Oh, he caught us on the back foot, all right.
It's more than that. He's riding roughshod over us. He thinks he knows it all, but we're the ones with experience. He should be listening to us.
Oh.
Fat chance.
You don't snatch it, Henry, all right? That's Kira's toy. Now, you say sorry to her.
Sorry, Kira.
I'm sorry too, Emma. Now you go back and play, okay?
Yeah, you too, darling.
Oh, he's pretty well alienated all the parents here. Now he's working on all the other children.
Rubbish.
I'm terrified he's going to thump one of them, Emma.
Oh, relax, he's okay.
Well, now he is. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying about Christopher?
Oh, me and Mum went to visit again last night.
Oh, good.
He's getting so impatient just lying there.
Oh, it must be frustrating. Mm.
He's desperate to go home.
I can't imagine what this has been like for your Mum and Dad.
Oh, totally awful. Imagine if we'd lost him. I'm so sorry, Helen. That was really thoughtless of me.
Don't worry, Emma. It's funny. I don't share things with Tom the same way I did with John. In fact, most of the time these days, he just goes his own sweet way.
Would you ever think about a brother or sister for Henry?
I don't think I could cope, especially with another boy.
Oh, but he's so cute.
He's also a little horror.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Bye. Jill, I gathered.
Had you heard one of the WI speakers had dropped out?
No.
Well, Jill's already found a replacement. The new talk's going to be my son and me.
Hmm.
Well, it has to be more interesting than the history of the British postage stamp.
Oh, no. Life's too short.
Do you want another coffee, Brenda?
I'm still going with this one, thanks.
Well, how about another flapjack?
No, really. I've had two. Are you sure I'm not holding you up?
No. Susan and Clary are both in today. And I don't feel as if I've seen you for ages. Not for a proper catch-up, anyway.
Well, I worked late last night, so Matt's given me a dispensation for this morning. And I didn't fancy backing the house, so I came here instead.
Oh, I'm glad of the company.
Tom said Henry was a bit wound up yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yes, we all were. I think he was picking up on the atmosphere. What do you make of Tom's latest brainwave, if you can call it that?
Oh, well, the free-range pork does seem easier to get hold of.
Oh, no, not the gourmet meals. That is so last century.
You've lost me, Pat, sorry.
He wants us to get rid of the cows.
You are joking.
I wish I was. He thinks we should sell the herd and buy in milk as and when.
But that is lunacy. The cows are fundamental to Bridge Farm.
Oh, you don't know how pleased I am to hear you say that, Brenda.
When was this?
Yesterday afternoon. It came like a bolt out of the blue to me and Tony.
Oh, well, he never said a word to me, Pat. I'm so sorry.
Oh, not your fault. Well, it confirms my thinking. He's in his own little world at the moment. Just not taking the rest of us into account.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, you want a coffee, love?
Yes, please. Oh, do I spot flapjacks? Good oh.
Tom never said a word to Brenda about the cows.
Oh, now there's a surprise.
I don't know what to say.
We still can't believe it. It's really shaken my faith about the future of the farm. I thought he cared about everything we'd built up here, but it seems not.
It's as if we're in the way.
Oh, it's just awful.
Nice flapjack.
Good.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah, it's from Lillian. Where the hell are you?
Oh, charming.
Oh, no, that's polite, believe me.
She never has had any manners, my sister.
I wouldn't mind, but she obviously can't have spoken to Matt. Or if she has, she's overriding him. I'm going to have to go.
Henry? Oh, he's been a right little thug. I don't know what's got into him.
He's just being a boy.
So I stuff him full of additives and fizzy drinks. Can you imagine what he'd be like if I did? Oh, you're lucky. Kira's so good. He screamed the house down last night before we went to bed. Still don't know what that was all about.
Oh, he probably doesn't either.
To think I used to be so judgmental about parents who couldn't control their toddlers.
Oh, I told you, Helen, it's the terrible twos. It's a constant battle of wills at that age. Mm.
George was exactly the same. I like to think he's a well-behaved child now.
Well, he is. He's lovely.
Well, I know it's easy to lose sight of, but so's Henry. You mustn't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, hi, Bren. How was work? I've just put the oven on to warm up.
What's this about the cows, Tom?
Sorry?
I dropped round to see your mum this morning for a coffee.
Oh?
She said you want to sell the herd.
Oh, well, she's got that wrong.
So you don't?
I wanted to share the possibility with them, that's all. It's just a bit of blue sky thinking. We buy in milk and save ourselves one big headache.
And you just sat them down and pow, right between the eyes?
No, I was very reasonable. But there's no easy way to approach something as major as that.
Why do you keep doing this? They're totally shell-shocked. You can't keep belittling them and undermining them. Just show them some respect.
I do. I did.
They're really, really hurt.
Yeah?
What I can't understand is why you didn't say anything to me. At least use me as a sounding board on something this big.
Oh, because I'm trying... Oh.
What?
I'm trying not to talk shop with you because I know it gets on your nerves.
Yeah, but selling your parents' cows from under their nose is not talking shop, Tom. It's a life change. One you seem to think you can foist on them under the guise of blue sky thinking.
Oh, she has been working on you, hasn't she?
What is that supposed to mean?
She's only told you her side of the argument.
But that you're casually dismantling their lives. So what exactly is the counter-argument to that?
That the milking nearly killed my dad. That he's 62 and one day soon he deserves to retire. It's not a conversation I could go on putting off, all right?
Yeah, but it's your timing, Tom. They're still reeling from your last pronouncement on the pork.
That wasn't a pronouncement. I researched it thoroughly.
You bamboozled them with facts and figures and they felt they had to back down. You forced them to give up on their principles.
It wasn't like that.
It's not a small thing for them to agree to, using welfare-friendly meat. Organic is an article of faith for them.
Oh, she has bent your ear. You're usually on side with my ideas.
All I'm saying is you need to discuss things with them properly, not just present them with ultimatums.
I didn't give them an ultimatum on the milk, as it happens. I gave them an opportunity to explore something that could one day transform the business. They were pioneers once, but now they don't seem able to open their minds to anything new. I have to psych myself up to talk to them about the smallest thing. They're so fixed. I feel absolutely shattered after yesterday. It was so stressful.
Stressful? Try having the week I've just had. Lillian was furious with Matt for giving me the morning off today, even though I worked late last night. But instead of taking it out on him, she takes it out on me. They don't communicate and I get the fallout. At least you get to deal with your mum and dad every day.
That only makes it harder. They're so subjective. And they still treat me like a child. Well, the ready meals, outsourcing the milk, is all part of the same story.
And what is that story, Tom?
Progress!
Yeah, that's what you really believe, isn't it? But what if it's not progress? What if it's just dismantling all Bridge Farm stands for your own ends, to prove you're not them? You want to destroy all they've built up and you don't give a damn the effect it has on them. If you drive your dad to another heart attack, I hope you'll think it was worth it.
I'm trying to secure a future for the farm.
Oh.
It's our future, isn't it? Am I the only one who can see that?